What's going on, gentlemen? Uptown ENT back at it again with a brand new podcast. One half of the juggernaut. I just hit my damn heart with my fist, but and on the other end we got my man B.
What up? What up? What up? Another Sunday show for y'all, motherfuckers, and no emails. Fuck y'all, niggas. Nah. Hey, so check this out, man. Mm-hmm. I just watched a video this morning. Forgot to mention it earlier during the pre-screen or whatever you want to call it. Behind the curtains. Nah. So another black man got brutalized by the police. And, you know, reading the comments, I'm like, they said we didn't see the whole video in Georgia. But everybody's thoughts and opinions, did he really need to be arrested though? Because look, it was the Lyft driver that got pulled over because his taillight was out, and the cops asked to see the passenger's ID and he didn't have one.
What the fuck? What? You know what, this ain't the first time I've heard people say that they've got asked that question. They was the passenger or in the back seat. Mm-hmm. But the only time I heard people getting asked stuff like that is when they black. Like, if you the passenger, you need to have a license too, or we gonna take your ass in.
For what though? Like, you checking to see if I got warrants? Yeah, all I gotta say is no, I don't have an ID, but I'm not driving, so I ain't doing nothing illegal, right?
Exactly. Like, as funny as it sounds, I thought motherfucker Eddie Griffin gave everybody the spiel on how to do that back in that B.I.G. video back in, like, what was that, like, the 95, 96 or whatever, when he was like, oh, do you have identification? Motherfucker, do it look like I'm driving?
Right. Hey, like, nothing that, they beat his ass, though. They threw, I don't know what led him to be on the ground because they didn't have that video up yet. I'm sure it's going to be something they thought he had a gun or he resisted arrest and they just slammed him on the ground. Two officers on top of this dude punching him. I think they hit him in his nuts and his ribs and then they punched him in his face while they were holding him down. I guess he was resisting. Can you resist when you got so? I'm about 260. These dudes got on vests and everything. They got to be combined weight, I'm going to say 300 pounds. The dude on the ground look like he about 185. Mm-hmm. And both dudes pinning him down. He getting hit. You gonna move, right? Or you think you're gonna stand still when you get punched?
So my question,
somebody smothering you, you gonna panic.
Well, my question to you would be, were either one of the officers black?
No.
Okay, well, there you go right there. And then plus you said panic or whatever, you know, black people already supposedly have this superhuman strength. So that's why they got to be dealt with in the most lethal way, because you can't take a chance on having a fight with them because they going to win. Yeah, he was going to use that super Negro strength.
Yeah, they knocked his ass out. So if your head on the ground, and you get punched in the face, ain't nowhere for your the shock to go. So I'm hoping he survived. Oh, that shit was brutal. He hit him in his face twice. And his head didn't bounce off the ground. So that means he took all that. He probably broke. He got something like a broke. He got a fractured face. He got to.
So did they, I mean, well, that's what I was going to say. What have they been saying about his injuries? Like, do we have a concussion, hemorrhaging of the brain, bleeding?
His nose is bleeding. And he was he wasn't responding though. So we don't know. They turned him over and handcuffed him while he was out. Why his nose is bleeding. He could choke on that.
Did he come to conscious then? He came to conscious? So he's, I guess, what you call that, a coma, I guess?
A concussion, for real, though. I mean, they
like, concussions, really, they don't want you to, like, be completely out with them. Like, that's where it goes to something else, I thought.
They do, and that's what I'm saying. He on the ground, they turned him over, handcuffed him, and his nose bleeding. I'm like, that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Man, look, dog. And I've seen these hats on social media, and I need to I'm trying to see who make them or whatever, because I was gonna go ahead and get the Uptown crew, yourself, me, and Will. We was gonna get these hats that say "Make Police Afraid Again." Now I know that's probably a I know that's probably like a controversial statement. People just like, what do you mean? Why should cops be afraid? Why the fuck should the people who they serve or protect be afraid of them?
Right, man. You pull me over if I'm doing something wrong. Cool, I get it. Dang, it's out. I
But
showed
even
you
if
my
I'm doing
ID. I own this car.
right, even if I'm doing something wrong, let me go ahead and show you my identification and be on my fucking way. Like, don't be trying to find some other shit to try and get me riled up or make up some
Right.
shit.
Like, dang, I should be able to reach for my identification without you thinking I got a phone. I mean, a gun in the car. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, now I gotta pull all this stuff out before you get to the. I gotta rush.
And then if you rushing to make it look like you was doing something,
You got any weapons in the car?
like you trying to
Man.
cover some shit, like you trying to hide some shit. Any drugs or weapons in the car, sir? You mind if I search it? Well, actually, no, I do not want you to search my car. Can we just do the traffic stop? I could be on my way. Okay, well, I'm gonna call a judge and we'll see what happens. So now you gotta sit up here for depending what time of the day, maybe like shoot up hours. If it's like in the middle of the night for them to get somebody to sign a warrant for some bullshit.
Man,
And
I mean,
even
that's
if
why
the
I'd be like, I'm gonna have to say search that shit because you already know where it's going. Shit, you say no, they
but
pulling
see
you out the car.
but see dog, the fucked up part about it is why can't it just be a fucking no? Like you have no fucking legal right to do this, and this is what white people be telling them, and white people be still sitting up in their car like you better not touch my fucking car. And then white people will just pull off on their ass, or they just steal on them. But they get
Right.
to make it home.
Than me, and I gotta sit here and be like, hey man, I can't say nothing.
No, you can't say shit. And that's why I'm saying these white people like when they keep on saying, well, all y'all need to do is comply. Dude, I've seen so many white people like in front of my face, like go off on cops, be all of them in cops' faces or whatever, cussing them out, like literally like spit flying from their mouth to the cop's face, and the cop don't do shit to them.
They standing there with their hands behind their back. They actually
Or
do what they supposed to do with that crowd, but when it come to us, it's like, oh yeah, I can get away with this. This may be free vacation time for me.
So they want to take out all the aggression or whatever on us, and this, man, it's just tiring, man. That's one of the reasons why I say, like, man, I've been going on like a fast from the news here lately. Like, this is what my day has consisted of. I don't even have a TV playing like when I'm working anymore because it really ain't usually nothing on. So my day consists of I get up in the morning, go for the workout, come back, eat me something, and I turn on TBS probably like around like 6:40-ish and watch like the end of Everybody Loves Raymond. Then they got like about like 4 or 5 episodes of Seinfeld at play until like 9 o'clock. Then I just turn the TV off because I'm like, I'm not watching the news, dog. And I turn that joint back on probably like around like 3 o'clock so I can watch American Dad.
Hey man, I just be what playing some of these like apocalyptic video games where the people be taking over the world and you got to stop them. And I'm like, man, what's gonna happen when the world turn into that? And the people, I don't know, man. Like, but people talk about defund the police, and the other people's like, without police, these hillbillies and rednecks come after you. I'm like, man, see. That's not what we meant by defund the police. Y'all up here jumping the gun and don't know how to read and shit. Defund the police mean restart over, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, restart,
Peace.
start over. And it don't even mean like you could still have the same amount of cops, but I don't want to hear no more about no bad apples, dog. No, although just were a couple bad apples. Nigga, it sounds like the whole damn orchard is fucked up.
Right. Defund mean. Get more training, put the money elsewhere, and better training. Background check. They need extensive background check. They need mental checks too. And
And
you.
they need And they need to constantly give them, I don't know if they already do it, but they need to give them like reoccurring background checks. Like every 6 months, it's just constantly automatically getting ran.
They need to check. They say, are you scared? Like, you can't be scared at the pub. Like, when you pull a Lyft driver over, what's the procedure? Like, why would you mess with the, if did the Lyft driver complain about the passengers in the back seat? They need to
Exactly.
ask for their ID. I'm just being driven. I'm just trying to get home. Well, I ain't got
So
no ID. That's why I called the Lyft.
the Lyft driver ain't nothing. Right. Do you right? Who the fuck says that? Like I said, dude, that's some shit they I feel like they only ask black people, man. Cause dude, why? I'm clearly not operating the vehicle. So what the fuck? Maybe I just don't have a license. Like
Right,
this,
I'm in the
like.
back seat. Like, damn, I'm confused. Like, he don't know the law either. He confused. He like, why are you asking me for my ID? That's how I see the situation going. And then they arguing, and then he flipped his black ass on the. That's how I see
But
it. What happened?
why? But why do it have to be an argument though? Like I have the right to ask you what you're arresting me for.
And this is where it come into play, officers that live in the area, in the city that know these people. Need to be in charge of that area. You probably got two suburban cops. Don't want to be there for real. Upset. Man, they just getting extra aggressive. Because I even heard gang members in STL. They know, like, they got a couple cops out there that know the area. They know what's going on. They don't bother them. They keep on going. But he said when the unknowns come through, they want to come through and be extra. And bother us, and like, cause I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. I'm like, if you know the area, you know what's up. If they, if you don't know the area, you trying to be Mr. Badass and try to, you might not make it home the next day. You go, what cops go to a group of people that got their guns out? If you know the area, you know, nah, I ain't finna.
Yeah, you at least ain't going over there without some backup.
Right, but you going over there ready to cause some trouble. But the one guy, dude, it wasn't on the news, but he got Swiss cheesed up by the cop out there in the city.
Hey man, hold on.
He
Hey,
did, man,
I'm not
and.
laughing at the story, but you just hit that. You just hit that Sean Paul of
It
the
sure did. He got Swiss cheese. He pulled a gun on the cops and bow. I'm like, you stupid. I can't argue. You do something like that, I can't argue with that. Ain't no fighting for you. Ain't no justice for you. You deserve that. That stuff, I won't complain about. But man, you just messing with some random dude. He didn't do nothing. You just sit in the back seat of a Lyft? Come on, y'all. This is martial arts instructor that I won't even, I can't even, he be posting some stuff too. I was like, had respected you at first, but now I can't. Like, it's ridiculous.
What was he saying?
It's just like he defending all the cops. Like, everything they do is justified. Defunding the police and stuff like that is ridiculous. He don't believe in the coronavirus. This is a scaredemic or whatever, or panicdemic or whatever you call it. I'm like,
Plandemic or whatever the fuck they be saying.
yeah. He told this dude, this other martial artist came on, and he was like talking about like defense and stuff like that. He shunned him because he was defending the black people. Like, how you
Dude, but
teaching a group of people and you acting like that? Like, okay, he told him to go back to doing what he was doing. I'm like, man, I was like, I can't even go to your school no more. That was like some ignorant. But just because you were an Army Ranger and stuff like that, it's supposed to be justified. You know what you're talking about?
my thing is these people are taught. Some of them don't follow it, but you got, I get a lot of these people who are in the military, they just be like, I don't know if it's a brainwashing thing or what, man, but they be like total loyalty to country. My country does nothing wrong.
But they got Hispanics and Black people in the military too. I think they forget about them. It's more them than it is. It's more Hispanics and Blacks in the military than it is them now. And these veterans, what they gonna do? You take your ass back in the military and go to Iraq if you want to shoot somebody. You know what I'm
Exactly.
saying?
If you that damn desperate to shoot somebody defending the country that you claim that you love so much.
Right. You think we not armed? You gonna
Man.
go? I'm like, man, take your ass to the city in those spots. You ain't going nowhere near there because all I hear is, oh, I ain't going to St. Louis crossing that bridge and shut the fuck up.
Man.
If you looking for some drama, go over there on Lucas and Hunt at 9 o'clock and talk that bullshit. Go
Man,
ahead.
I think, I don't know, man. I'm just, and this kind of brings me to sports because you was just talking about the instructor was basically, getting mad at people who support Black people. So the NFL came back this past Thursday. Kansas City Chiefs versus the Houston Texans in Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, right here in our home state of Missouri. But like what the president said, Kansas City is not in Kansas. It's in Missouri anyway. So before the game, the players from both teams lock arms together. And it was and they had a moment of silence for for unity, for racial unity. Do you know these fucking fans in the stadium start booing, dog?
Yeah, I saw that. They tried to claim because the Texans didn't come out for the anthem.
But still, though, you pick right now, so it's like, dude, we need to just stop playing. This ain't never been about the anthem. It ain't been about flag. It ain't been about military. It's been about a bunch of motherfuckers getting mad because these motherfuckers got the audacity to say that a black life matters.
The
This
look
is
on
all.
McCone's face is priceless too. He looked up like, damn, really?
Right. I mean, because, I mean, wouldn't you? You like, nigga. And that's when you have your moment where you like, so it ain't the fact that y'all got a problem with how we protest, is y'all got a problem with what we're protesting?
Hey, hold up though. Hold up though. Hold up though. Hey, the comments though. They talking about some keep political. Dog, this ain't political. This is human rights.
Exactly.
Motherfucker know the difference. Like I'm getting tired of seeing that. Keep a little politics out of our sports. This ain't politics. And learn the difference between politics and human rights and equality. We keep saying that, but y'all keep saying politics. It's equal rights. What the
These motherfuckers just only care about these black people when they are entertaining them. It is
You got
just
them on
slavery by
sports,
another name.
right? And then the organizations actually see that what it is, and now they finally jumping in and letting them do it. Cause yeah, like dang, like I see it now. Like we got cell phones, it's out in the open. Like dang, why did that person just do that? The people who grew up around Black people actually know the deal. You ever notice that? It's all the white people that's different. They grew up around Black people.
Yeah, because they
They
didn't
start
seem
to see it.
to they didn't live, been around, like you said, it didn't seem like they probably didn't see interactions or whatever. It didn't see how the police interact with them. And they be getting mad, like, why the fuck you doing that to my friend? And a police officer looking at them like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah,
Your
like
friend black, you know why I'm doing it to.
Hey, man, that's why I said it's the people, yeah, they grew up around Black people, or the people who didn't believe it at first spent the day with they black friends or counterpart or whatever you want to call it, and they were like, dang, I just walked through here with no problem. Why they checking you? You know why? I tried to tell you. What you thought, what you think it was?
Now, on the other hand, to juxtapose that, there are still those white people who will see that shit happen right in front of their face and still they'll probably literally turn away and be like, I don't know what you're talking about. And them is the people that you can no longer be friends with.
Like it's wrong, man. You ain't got no compassion at all. Like, you know me. I didn't do nothing. Nah,
Exactly.
apparently I'm just some kind of criminal all of a sudden, no background.
Right. I just woke up one morning and said, let me see what this crime life about.
I'm like, dude, I can't like do no crime. I can't go to jail. My record clean, because as soon as I got some, these I know some people glorify having a record at all. Yeah, I've been to jail a couple times. It's on there. Like, yep, get pulled over and they check your ID. They got a right to mess with you then, because they're gonna post it all over Facebook. Oh, he got a criminal record.
Yep, had a
But
criminal record.
we never talk about what's his name? Is it Philando?
Philando Castillo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what about just him? Or are we trying to justify where Trayvon Martin got shot? But he a kid though. He doing what kids normally do. He ain't the black kids don't only attack. You following me? What you following me for? Yeah, I'm gonna fight.
Dude, if that shit was flipped on the other side and Trayvon was a white kid, man, Trayvon was a white kid who a black man had followed, be like, I don't trust these motherfuckers in my neighborhood. I don't know him. Dog, they would have got that motherfucker
Right. And then this
fast.
dude, he really should be in jail because he signed out on Skittle. Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, I can't even imagine the amount of pain and just rage that Trayvon Martin's father probably feel, and his mother. Just his whole family, people who knew him, like watching this motherfucker literally profit off of the death of my, off of killing one of my family members.
Man, right?
Like that, that is enough to make you go crazy, dude. That's enough to make you be like, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker. Like, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker. Like, I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna fire this motherfucker and I'm gonna kill him.
But yeah, his father got a lot of strength because I think I would have had to. He would have got
Dog, when they had that damn trial and this motherfucker, they let this motherfucker go, dog. Oh, look, I ain't saying I condone it, but like Chris Rock say, I understand. Man, if somebody from Trayvon family would have just pulled out a gun and started shooting up that fucking courtroom. Granted, I know they got metal detectors, but come on now. It's ways around those.
You ain't stopping me from going after that motherfucker. Like if I can't bring no gun, I'm using my phone. He getting choked.
Exactly, nigga. I'm jumping
I'm
across
putting
those
hands.
bailiffs.
Yeah, man, because I know Jay-Z would have bailed me out. No.
Jigga man
Least
do
let
be
me,
coming through.
yeah, at least let me put hands on him. You kill my son, dog. Come on. He
Man.
was just walking home doing what? Nothing. Because you don't recognize him. Stay your punk ass in the car. Like the cop said. Ew, man.
And then it's kind of like almost like the cops are cop like. But this motherfucker like basically killed Trayvon Martin because he got mad because he tried to stop him. That teenage boy beat his ass, beat his grown ass, and then he got mad.
Right, so I guess Trayvon Martin wasn't allowed to be scared, then, huh? We man,
He wasn't
bitches.
allowed to, he wasn't allowed to fight back because, like, yeah, you crazy motherfucker, come, you ain't no fucking cop, and you coming over to me talking about, so what the fuck are you doing over here? Get away! Like, yeah, he gonna be scared. It's gonna be some of that.
How we know he didn't try to get away? This dude grabbed. How we know Zimmerman didn't grab him first before the fight happened? You know what I'm saying? We just
Because.
assume that Trayvon a tie. Okay, yeah. You talking about a color issue. We just wild animals, huh?
Of the wildest.
But the most people that be abusing them wives and beating up their wives be but we yeah.
We gonna get an email off that.
Man,
I, it's just man, it's just crazy, man. It's just disheartening, and that should be making me depressed, man. Like.
right, like you can't do like we gotta walk on eggshells on these people because I don't know what they own.
Exactly, like I'm tired of looking at the fucking news or whatever and seeing people that look like me getting killed for just like doing like everyday shit.
Beat up, killed, slammed on the concrete, like dang. But that's been happening. It's just not on camera. Now the world mad.
Like, I can't believe motherfuckers still doing this shit. Like, I mean, nigga, I mean, Rodney King. Like, I thought this shit would have had stopped on Rodney King.
Right.
Because they was just like, oh shit, people starting to film us now, so maybe we should go on ahead and act like we got some damn sense. And apparently that didn't work.
Nope. Trying to ban cameras. For camera phones, right. Arrest. That's not gonna happen, but
give me your camera, give me your phone, or you're under arrest.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck? And now I got your ass with harassment and property damage.
Go ahead, take my phone. It was live anyway, so go ahead. You know what I'm saying?
All
right. We went live.
Yes. Oh my, this shit is so stupid. It's scary, man. I mean, hell, I ain't got no bones about saying that. That may not be the toughest thing to say, but that shit scary when you leave your house some days.
You gotta check your vehicle. Like, dang, that's why I'm like, man, let me make sure my tags are up to date. Dang. Trying to get pulled over in these days.
Right, and then you got that shit in the back of your mind or whatever and stuff like that. I'm like, man, it just, I don't know, man. It just kind of just make you like real leery and give you anxiety every time you get ready to leave the house. Anyway, football back. I don't even know who won that damn game.
KC won.
All right. Yeah, I'm still debating on if I want to watch football, if I'm going to watch football this year or not.
Hey, so basketball, are they playing every day now?
Basketball?
Yeah.
They might as well be they pretty much are because they gotta go ahead and have a lot of time between the games because they sharing that bubble down there in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it's the playoffs, like they pretty much are playing like almost like a game a day, even though I think that's going to slow down pretty soon.
Is there two stadiums? So the East and West Coast in the same spot?
Yeah, I thought everybody was in the same spot. They was using the same gym and everything, so they got to go through and probably sanitize all of that stuff and give it time to bake in.
The Lakers and Rockets game ended. I was like, dang, it's over. Over with already. I had to go look. They played five games. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and I ain't really even been keeping up with that. Like, well, I know the Rockets lost, but
something going on with Harden. I don't know. he not passing the ball. Like, he even got Westbrook on the team. What's going on?
That's because he don't trust them motherfuckers. He don't trust his damn teammates to actually make shots, or he know, or I think some of it might be like he know that like ESPN or somebody is probably gonna if he does pass it up, because he seen what happened to LeBron. Because when LeBron don't take the last shot, everybody be acting stupid and being like, "Well, LeBron didn't really win the game. He gave up the last shot."
So shit, forget them people. You trying to get a championship, man. You passed. Damn.
But, you know, man, yeah, but so I don't. Are they playing the Clippers then next in the Western Conference?
I thought the Clippers win.
Shut up, man. Nigga, I just told you I ain't been keeping track.
I ain't about watching the Clippers, man.
I know Giannis got the Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks. They got eliminated too, and they was like the number one seed in on the East side. So that was kind of shocking.
We was talking about how he blocked his whole team on social media.
He said he gonna come back though. He said he not leaving. So I'm like, okay, we'll see.
Right. I told him, I was like, man, he better off with Tatum and then if he's looking for a team, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Man, speaking of basketball, man, why is it when these old motherfuckers come back, they start talking about the game? Somebody want to be like chime in, like, oh, yeah, I could have did that too. Like Reggie Miller, when he said he could, like, today's rules, with the open shot, he could have scored 45 points.
You know what, though? I believe Reggie, though, because Reggie was like a pure shooter. I believe him. Motherfucker Paul Pierce talking that shit. I was like, nigga, what?
Like Will said, he act like he been retired for 10 years. He just retired.
That nigga act like he was, and then on top of that, he act like he was like that when he played.
Nah.
It was like, okay, yeah, everybody probably knew who Paul Pierce was if he was a basketball fan, but it wasn't like he was like a giant mega star. And he ain't even sniff a championship until KG and Ray Allen went there.
Yeah, wasn't Shaq on that team too?
Yeah, but this is like the ghost of Shaq, though. Shaq wasn't really doing nothing.
He was there for the ride, like, dang, yeah, I'll just go coast.
Shaq was there being big and goofy.
Is that they told me I got to lose 300 pounds?
I think after that he went and played in Cleveland, I think he ended up retiring.
I forgot about that. I think we started following Shaq. I'm like, man, I can't follow you. Oh, that's how I ended up finding out about LeBron. Actually. I'm like, man, it's been a long ride, Shaq. But go ahead and retire, man. You ain't even meeting the weight requirements no more.
That nigga was so damn fat back in the day.
Right. And I'm like, what are you doing, man? Kicking with these women.
That motherfucker didn't even look like he even looked at some weights. He was doughy big.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, it's time to go, man. You ain't even working out no more. You just showing up.
I said, this nigga think it's back in the day when he was with the Lakers and he could like play himself into shape.
Nah, he been out here partying with them chicks, man. But I think once he stopped dead and the weight started falling off, man, he started taking himself seriously.
Yeah, probably because he wasn't drinking as much too.
Yeah. Telling you, alcohol, man, he, like you said, he created these dingy eye motherfuckers. You better drink some water too. So I ain't gonna say it's purely alcohol. I'm gonna say the weight cut. Like if you cutting weight, like unhealthy, it does that to you too. I've seen some MMA fighters like they be doing them drastic weight cuts and gaining weight back, and their eyes look like that. Like, yeah, your liver, your kidney shot, buddy.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to add no dingy tomorrow, dingy eyes.
I couldn't even imagine somebody who does that, though, who, like, even back in my younger years, I at least had enough sense to kind of, like, space it out. Like, you know, like, okay, I went out the past 2 nights and been doing assault to my body with all this drinking. Let me go ahead and take, like, the next 2 or 3 days off to kind of counteract that.
Right, like, I'm trying to go that route.
Yeah, man. I guess that's really all I can think about with sports. I mean, I ain't really been watching sports either.
Yeah, I don't watch baseball for real. Ain't nothing going on for me for that.
College football started this week. I got to go and see what happened yesterday, but I ain't about to do it now. So,
yeah. Sports dead, man. It's not without the crowd. I mean, I don't know if our listeners even watch wrestling for real. I didn't even watch it either.
That Thunderdome looks stupid, man. I get what they're trying to do. But I just don't like it. And then I think they had one. No, that wasn't the WWE. That was basketball when they had like that big Zoom call screen.
Yeah, WWE got it too.
But now like they WWE's got theirs kind of set up like a conclave or whatever. It looked like they're actually in seats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what was that? I think it was a Lakers game. Did we talk about that when Lil Wayne was on there and then he started smoking?
Yeah, man. It looked like NBA Live.
But the WWE, they did, it was a couple of things they did wrong on theirs, though, with they like little Zoom calls with they Thunderdome. So Kenny Omega from AEW, somehow, some way, he got on there. He got on WWE's like Thunderdome. For real? Yeah. And then I think like when people kind of realized who he was, they kind of, they dropped him off the car.
That's hella funny.
And then someone else held up a picture of Chris Benoit. A fan held up a picture of Chris Benoit on his screen, and then they kind of kindly got him off of there too.
And
because you know you did it. Dog, these motherfuckers, I ain't know, but these motherfuckers is still not talking about Chris Benoit. They won't
let his son wrestle either.
Dog, like, that shit is crazy. Like, I would have thought, like you know what, the harder they going for this, I'm like, dog, it's been so many people in wrestling, in the world of wrestling, who have done, like, some really fucked up things. And I ain't seen none of y'all go hard for them like this.
Nope.
So
it took up a while to induct China into the Hall of Fame. They did it.
So, in the group. Yeah, the DX. Yeah, but the more and more, the harder they go on Chris Benoit, and just trying to be like, nope, he ain't work here. That makes me think that like they somehow feel like they're culpable in what he did, and they don't want people to find the link between the two. Allegedly.
That concussion. Somebody already outs it. They need to start looking at these like concussion. How many concussions this dude have? His finishing move. Or one of his special moves. The diving headbutt.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't blocking that move. He was going full on with that, hitting the short side of somebody's shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And come on. Yeah, he was probably asking for like medical. I don't know, man. I can't really blame it all on that, but just it's got to be included, like, yeah, part of the problem. Like Lex Luthor said, man, you got to check the head damage, man. These motherfuckers going crazy. It even happened to football players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, believe what you want, but I've heard people say that with OJ. Say that's a while LJ allegedly killed his ex-wife and her new boyfriend because he had that fucking CTE, and people were saying that people were saying there was a time behind the curtains where his lawyer team was actually discussing making that the reason, kind of being like, nigga, how the fuck we gonna get him off? Like, it's clear he did it. Okay, so let's just go ahead and just have him just admit that he did it and then blame it on the head trauma he had with football. But they found that Hail Mary with their gloves, though. So I could definitely see CTE playing a part in it.
So we just going to ignore the fact that he couldn't wrap the glove around the knife?
Nigga. And the fact, dog, he ain't really put that glove all the way on. He could have totally put that glove all the way on. He just, like, stopped somewhere and be like, oh yeah, what you want me to do?
Right. He did that little slow bop to the thing. To the trottle, he's like, oh, the glove don't fit. And did you see what the glove looked like? It's stretched, motherfucker.
Nigga, that's what I was like. And they won the case with this shit.
I still remember that. My parents was watching that, man. I was living over there by that Shell gas station, kind of close to Berkeley. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Over there, hang off of North Handy. Where that Shell gas to where they turned it into a McDonald's.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, I used to live over there. We used to watching it on TV when that happened. I'm like, man, I was watching the whole court case. I ain't gonna never forget it. I'm like, at first I was like, oh, he didn't do it. They just did it because I'm listening to my parents. And then the older I got looking at the case, I'm like, yeah, that motherfucker
did that shit. Hey man, that's one of the main lies that black people told themselves back in the day, and now everybody just readily just admitted it at the same time. Like, yeah, that motherfucker did that shit.
We had to think about it. Like I had to think about it. I was like, dang, every time I see it, like go back and look at the case, I'm like, he couldn't just rap. We getting smarter now. And we looking like, what's wrong with our parents back then? They just, but I get it because it's the black and white thing. We always getting caught up in some shit.
We always get caught up in some shit. So this right here gonna be a win for all of us.
Yeah. But now I'm like, that Johnny Cochran was a cold motherfucker.
Hey man, I would cause like you, I used to watch the trial too. I used to watch the trial with my grandma after school. After she would come get me, and I used to be sitting in her room watching it with her. Dog, when they did that motherfucking glove, man, my grandma threw her motherfucking hands up and said, "These motherfuckers that lost the case."
Right.
Cause she couldn't believe she was like, "That's your fucking excuse."
Hey, so ain't no DNA or nothing on gloves? Like, you could put the glove on and nothing?
Them motherfuckers got off with that shit, dog. And then OJ just a hot bam ass nigga. This motherfucker going around doing book tours and shit, writing about what he would have had did.
He sure did.
I see it.
Who got blamed for the crime? I don't even remember.
Nigga, the case is still unsolved, I think. On the books.
He killed her and Ron Goldman and got off.
Cause you know, back in the day, of course, niggas, we using that excuse. How the hell he killed both of them? What was the other one doing? Like, you know, maybe they could have had knocked them out, or maybe he could have got the drop on, you know, had the got the drop on one of them.
Like, was they walking to the door or something like that?
Were they?
I don't remember. If he showed up to the house, he probably stabbed instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And then before, I mean, what
before what the, his wife before he could have had a chance to fight them off, or even, you know,
this shit, is I guess, JJ, call out for help. Pretending like he can't do nothing, man. He probably ran up on him. Get football time.
Mm-hmm.
And if he didn't do it, why was he rolling in the Bronco and escape?
Nigga, well,
why was he running from the police?
I wouldn't say. I wouldn't even say running. That nigga was doing a light jog. That Bronco was going slow as shit.
Bad knees. That's the only. I'm surprised they didn't use that. His joints. He got bad joints from playing football. Ain't no way he could do this.
Nigga. But nah, man. You know what? You know why they couldn't use that? And this is gonna sound like a stupid ass excuse, but I can see somebody probably saying it in a meeting. they gonna say, fuck nah, we can't use that excuse. Y'all see where that nigga be moving in them Naked Gun movies and them Hertz commercials.
Right. But look, man, so he already knew about the murder before the cops showed up, right?
I believe he ran away. I believe not. I think like, oh, is that what they said in that Cuba Gooding Jr. one? Or is...
He ran away. Like, why did you run if you ain't do it?
Nigga, wait a minute. Hold up now. I believe the show has become full circle this episode. What the fuck you mean? Because you black.
Yeah, that's right. All right, y'all. We're going to get off of that. Yeah, probably these motherfuckers are going to be. But dang, man, it's always in the news. What you want us to talk about with some of the other podcasts? Talk about relationships and shit? I don't even fuck about that shit. Relationship.
Hey, dog, I know somebody was probably listening good like me, and I'm like, wait a minute. What the fuck? He black, that's why he ran.
Right.
He was like, oh shit, I'm gonna get blamed for this.
But he actually did. Never mind. That's gonna be an unsolved mysteries. Watch, they gonna this dude gonna be dead and they gonna solve the crime.
Have you watched Unsolved, the new Unsolved Mystery on Netflix? Speaking of.
Not yet.
Man.
Have you started watching Lovecraft and Country?
Nigga, I'm confused as fuck, man. Yeah.
What episode?
I'm on episode two and I'm confused.
Don't even spoil it because I know Will ain't watching. Yeah, I ain't gonna say nothing, but you were surprised though, right? At the first, like, you went into the first episode like, oh, this is another motherfucking racist ass shit, and then boom, because that's how I was.
Nigga, like,
without spoiling it.
I mean, I don't think I'm spoiling it, but it's just like racism and a potential monster, I guess.
Yeah, that's spoiling.
Not, is that spoiling though? Because the damn octopus thing is like right on the fucking art or whatever the hell that
is. I don't know, man. It's subjective. Cause, all
right, man, I'm gonna quit talking about it. I don't want Will to cuss me out.
It's subjective. But it's good though. That's the Key and Peele and what's his face? J.J. Abrams.
Mm-hmm. Man.
It's like a lot going on. It's like almost dude, like the Scooby Doo mystery shit.
I'll be honest with you, dog. Shows like that be kind of hard for me to watch for real because I normally have like my phone in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And let something like real beastly happen, and I'd be like, shit, man, put this shit down. or I normally be like listening to a podcast, but I had a podcast low enough where I can still hear the TV and that. But I'm gonna go back because I originally honestly just started watching it because it was a black cast. But I'm gonna probably go back and look at episode one again and give it my undivided attention.
Yeah, man. That shit, you gotta watch it. And you actually gotta pay attention to that one. Because
nigga, I looked up and I was like, now where the fuck?
That's what me and the coworker had the same discussion. He was like, I had to go back and watch it. Because I had to watch this shit twice.
I'm like,
what the fuck? If y'all watching it, go ahead and email. Sure ain't that much time, but
yeah.
I got a new podcast to listen to. I was listening to one show, but I can't do like, yeah, I ain't gonna put them up by it.
I guess we didn't cover a lot of stuff.
Netflix show.
You said what?
You said you were about to talk about that Netflix, the one is they're trying to ban.
Yeah, they're trying to ban. What's that show? Cuties? Was it look like a pageant show? I guess a little girl pageant show?
On Facebook, they show a clip. Them little girls is in there twerking. They look like they about 10 or 11. They was twerking on the show. Like, the girl was like on all fours and she was moving her back. She was arching it back and forth. And they was just like, what the? Nah, bro. They Netflix should have scanned it some more.
Oh, God.
Who the fuck was watching that show, though?
I guess that'd do it if you want to make argument that they're trying to attract pedophiles.
I ain't gonna say nothing. Yeah.
That'll do it. But I'm coming at it from the standpoint of on the other side, all these damn people sitting up posting talking about, so I'm canceling my Netflix and screenshotting they canceled Netflix account. I'm cancel Netflix, boycott Netflix. I have caught at least since we've been on this podcast, I have caught at least three people who look like they're using the same damn screenshot of the canceled Netflix account. And they talk about some, I can't stand for this, boycott Netflix, you won't get a dime of my money. Like, y'all just don't be getwits. Like, I understand social media has kind of made us relive our school days and made us kind of be like, feel like we need to be with the popular crowd. And yes, you should stand against pedophilia. Yeah. But you could just do like what probably men B is going to do. We ain't going to go through all the histrionics and everything. We just going to cancel some shit. We going to cancel it.
Right. My thing is, why cancel Netflix? Why not bring that show to their attention and make them take it off?
Yeah. Because these motherfuckers don't be really thinking about shit. They just say some shit and it sounds good and everybody else run with it.
Right. I don't know. Netflix probably don't even screen most of them shows they put on there.
Nigga,
they let y'all watch it.
I'm not, well, you know what? I think that's true. I am with you on that. I think that they just throw some shit on there and then they start paying attention once, you know, that show becomes a talking point.
So yeah, cut them motherfuckers some slack, man. Take that. Yeah, I wanted to take that shit off too.
Dude,
I'm not gonna watch it, but still I don't need to be.
Yeah. I'm not gonna watch it, and I'm not gonna cancel my Netflix either. Because if y'all think I'm giving up that Cobra Kai, fuck you.
Hey, hold up, before you hit Cobra Kai, I got the four,
I'm still on the same episode.
Hey, that show didn't even pull up on my Netflix though. So it either it's not out, because you know Netflix always had the new shows, or you be watching some bullshit and it pulled up on that.
It must
be on the Netflix kids, but my kids be watching. It still didn't pull up on there.
It's on mine. I pulled it up because it showed up. It's like kind of like that on the landing page. Mm-hmm. It's like the advertisement or whatever, when they was going through, like, hey, here are the top shows. And they were like, yeah, this show is top 10 or, you know, in the United States currently. And I was like, Cobra Kai. And I was like, okay. And I was like, yeah, Cobra Kai, that's a show that was on, because wasn't it on YouTube at first?
Yeah, it was a YouTube. Came out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Fascinated with the show.
Yeah, it was on YouTube. And I'm like, dude, I'm not about to pay for that shit. And, you know, I just kind of just turned it off like that. And, yeah, man, I still don't regret not paying for it, but that show good as hell, man, for what I've seen so far.
Hey, we know the karate and stuff corny in it, but that kind of stick to the narrative of the movie, but it just looked better.
That shit is so drama-packed, man, so I can't wait. I'm hoping to be done with the entire series by the next time we record.
What episode? What season you on? One?
I'm still on season one, man.
Yeah, when you get to season two, you ain't gonna be able to stop watching.
Man, I'm trying to go ahead and see. I don't know who my favorite character is right now. I mean, other than Johnny, I am kind of rooting for Johnny. And strange as it sounds.
Hey, he funny. He still ain't with the times either.
He's stuck in the 80s. That motherfucker jumped in that damn vet and he was playing that motherfucker. He's playing that old 80s rock. I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And then what's that kid? Miguel? Is that his name? His like the mentee?
Yeah.
He was asking about music. He was like, what do you mean you don't know anything about this?
Yeah, he's still stuck in the 80s. I'm like, man, I need a history. Yo, you need like a prequel or something. What happened after what he was doing during Karate Kid while he was doing his thing.
That nigga, I mean, from what I've seen, it looks like he is literally still stuck at that time in 1984. He is literally still stuck in that. And like he's never recovered from that loss to Daniel, especially when he see Daniel looked to be successful. Well, he got just one car lot or a couple car lots?
Yeah, one maybe.
Okay.
So he was traumatized by the coach, but Daniel's son had it still. I don't know why he still had an issue with Johnny though. Like, that's, I don't even know why Johnny still had an issue with. Well, I see why he had the issue, but still.
Nah, Johnny, I know in the car dealership that I remember, Johnny had that issue because he still was mad that Daniel had took that girl from him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he keeps saying he really loved that girl.
Man.
But, man, yeah, you got to watch season two because that come tenfold.
Ooh. Nigga, if they bring Elizabeth Shue back up in that month.
Yeah, because you know what happened to her on The Boys.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. All right. That's another one, too. The Boys, I'm kind of disappointed with Amazon. just because I'm like, why y'all ain't with the times? Dog, I thought they dropped that whole fucking season.
Nope, I'm waiting. I'm trying to wait, but it's gonna. I need to start watching it now because I see the spoilers coming in.
Dog, I thought they dropped that whole fucking season, and then I thought something was wrong with my Amazon account. I went up on that motherfucker, and I'm like, I only saw like that first three, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it said the next one Friday. So,
dude, with the way that we watch TV now, man, y'all know we need that,
right? We in a pandemic. We don't need no weekly.
Right, man. Man.
Everything getting canceled, though, man. You know, Black Widow probably getting pushed out back to next year. You know, Wonder Woman got pushed to December. Every time we get close to Wonder Woman coming out, it get pushed back.
Mm-hmm. You know what they didn't push back? And I'm still kind of mad because I think that might fuck up his career for a couple years. Tenet.
Was that movie good?
I haven't watched it yet because I honestly ain't found a good enough copy.
man, I want to see that. I'm gonna wait till it come out on cable.
Dude, they about to fuck up John David Washington career, man. At least kind of stall his career a little bit.
I hope not.
Man, because you know this movie ain't gonna fucking make his money. Ain't gonna make his money back, and then they gonna act like he was the problem.
And they bet not. Put that on VOD and we be good. That's what that shit it did. What else before I get off this motherfucker? I'm tired of these motherfuckers in the comic book groups. All the groups. Because you know Darkseid. You know they showed a clip of Darkseid, right?
Yeah, that was the early version of Darkseid, people. That wasn't his final form.
Oh, my God. Thank you. That's why I said, y'all both. Like, I'm like, which Darkseid are we talking about? Like, they said, that ain't Darkseid. He don't look right. Now, I know y'all motherfuckers don't read comic books.
Dog.
Do you know Darkseid got different artists, too? Like, Alex Ross? Oh, man, get the fuck out of here.
Dog, I said this shit when I first saw him on there. I said, okay, so they're going with the early version of Darkseid before he, you know, became the god. Okay, that's cool,
man.
And I'm like, I'm like, okay, at least that'll make this fight that they're gonna have with him a little bit more believable,
right?
And, like, so I'm like, okay, cool, man. I saw so many people talking about some Darkseid supposed to look like this. He's supposed to look like that or whatever. But I saw somebody was like, Darkseid supposed to look like Thanos, and you know, all he was just a copy of Thanos. And I saw somebody jumping their mentions, and they was like, no, actually, Thanos was copied from Darkseid.
And Thanos in the Marvel movies actually didn't look like Thanos. Yeah, you put a human head on that dude. He looked like a fucking monkey in the comic books. Like his face, he had like an ape like face, like a gorilla face. Yeah, he was more menacing looking. He didn't.
Some people will say that Josh Brolin got kind of a gorilla face.
That dude is fucked up.
People.
But in that movie, I was like, why does my fucker look smooth? He just looked like a grown ass man with a purple face. The fuck out of here. I was like, that's what I said. I was like, I'm done with this movie. Like, Infinity War was dope, but then the Thanos I was looking for was the one that was at the end of the first Avengers movie when he had the glowing eyes. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, yeah, yeah. What happened to his glowing eyes? He look right. The fuck? See, that's why I don't like these fans, man. Like, yo, like, I accepted the fact that Thanos looked like that. I didn't say not a word. I'm like, this what we going with? All right, man. Whatever. Let's see what the story
not
is.
A word.
These motherfuckers be going in on anything DC does. I'm like, okay. Now I got to talk about Mario. Y'all maybe hate these motherfuckers.
I'm with you, dog. Because they couldn't wait to shit on that motherfucker Snyder. That Snyder Cut trailer. They couldn't wait to shit on it. And I was like, dude, this motherfucker's gonna come out here and be like the best movie ever, and somebody's still gonna shit on it. And they, what are they giving him, like 4 or 5 1-hour episodes?
4.
Okay. So basically, he has more than enough time to flesh it out, and I, you know, I'm excited to see what his you know, his final product gonna be.
Right. People still say it's gonna be shit, but I'm like, man, y'all.
They know what side of their head is gonna be shit. So
that motherfucker's gonna read comic books. Just face it. Just say, I don't know. I won't read comics. So but even though it's not gonna be based off like the comic books, y'all just looking for now, man. Look, man. Hey, here we go. Thanos look like that motherfucker. What's his name? Jedediah? I forget it. The dude from the villain in the first Iron Man movie.
Yeah.
He looked like him with a purple face. That's exactly who that motherfucker looked like, but ain't nobody said a word. But y'all want to talk about the dark side. I'm like, okay.
That motherfuckers be exposing themselves, man, with right. The shit they talk about, with the shit that they choose to harp on.
That's why I barely say anything. I'm like, well, even thinking your hell out, they just gonna dog. Well, actually, this movie did the same thing, so just let me enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Man, let me get that.
Right. So. I can't really think of anything else that happened, like, in terms of, like, movies and stuff. But, so what's going on with this fucking Disney Plus app? Are they actually going to be releasing the damn Marvel stuff or not? Like, with the Hawkeye show and the Captain America and Winter Soldier show, are they actually still going to release that shit?
Yeah, it's just keep getting pushed back. They didn't show clips of the Captain America the Winter Soldier and that motherfucker yet. Go on YouTube and watch everything Marvel. He be coming out with leaks and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Also, he leaked that Spider-Man 3 might be getting canceled. So,
canceled or pushed back?
Maybe he said it said canceled on the title. I didn't watch the video yet. I'm like, well, let's see. They ain't making no money, I guess. I don't know. The funds ain't there for it. Also, did you know they brought back House of Pain?
No.
I don't even know if you watched the show or not. I watch it because the uncle on that show was always ignorant.
House of Oh, the Tyler Perry show. Yeah. Man. Because that's on BET now. Yeah. I'm with you now. Yeah.
Yeah, they brought it. They came back with season 9. Like, I watched all 4 episodes on. Somebody posted all 4 episodes on YouTube. I was like, let's see what they're doing. They need to fix that laugh track, though.
So they brought back, like, all the cast, right? Like, the kids and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, you know, I lost track of that show after Calvin got shot. So, is he still alive?
Yeah, you know, the season ended after that. Like, him and Miranda broke up, or I guess. Yeah, and then she didn't show up to the... she moved out and disappeared, and then that was the end of the season. I'm like, I ain't got no closure, motherfucker. And then now they show back up 10 years later with season 9. Or what? 7 years later, however long it's been.
It's like, because, like, wasn't Alan Payne on that show too?
Yeah.
So, what happened with him? Did he just get put off the show, or what happened there?
He came back too. They got everybody back.
I mean, but how did he leave originally? Because I don't even remember that.
He didn't leave. He was on, I think, I don't know what the issue was, but he was in, like, firefighter school or some shit like that. He ended up coming back to the show. He's been on there ever since.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the uncle's still ignorant, though. I'm like, yeah, hey, I like this.
That nigga Uncle Curtis, though.
Hey, he found out, he looked at Malik's girlfriend, she a stripper. He was like, I thought I knew you. Delicious. Hey man, that dude, I'm like, man, they ain't writing his shit. He just speaking from the mind. I have a feeling, man. He ain't got no script.
He do seem like one of them niggas that just start riffing.
Yeah, I was like, that dude good. He like the best one on the show. He like the reason that I be watching the show for him.
Right.
See the kind of ignorant shit this motherfucker say.
Exactly.
Cause I feel like I'm that motherfucker.
Hey dog, for real. That's the way we probably gonna be like when we get to be old ass men, just man. Damn, okay, yeah, I gotta check that out. Oh yeah, because they brought back that other show too. That other show too with David Mann on there. That's another Tyler Perry show.
I meant to look that up. Did his
Is
wife
it
wait?
I think it come on the same night. It come on the
Oh,
same night
dang.
on BT, like they write after each other.
God, I ain't even got cable, so I'll just be watching shit on YouTube, whoever posted.
Oh man, that's right. I forgot about that.
I won't have that shit until October or November.
Okay. And like I told you, hire some movers.
Oh yeah, just we doing that because she's pregnant and then I can't do this shit by myself.
Oh damn, man! Now you're making me feel bad. I shit. I If you need me, I'll try to make up a really good excuse to not come.
Man, that's fucked up.
Instead of just outright
Fucked
saying no.
Man.
No, I'm fucking with you. I can't help
Wait till she hear this. No.
I come help you for one day.
We hire movers. We got the money from the house to hire them. We should have did it the first time because we had the money to do it then. But you know, I ain't never expect a white person to be cheap.
Oh,
Anyways,
Hey man, my phone back on a week. You go get
Dude.
it. My throwback of the week is Michael Jackson Earth song.
Hey, your throwback is a Michael Jackson. That's what's up.
Hey, you know what, man? You know what, dog? I started laughing because I thought about you because I just found out about this song. That Earth song, I had never heard that shit before. Man,
When
that
is the
song
favorite
is.
pre-release song?
Sure, I don't know. But I know I know I heard it this week. And I was like, nigga, this song is beautiful. And I started smiling because I started dropping it in a group chat, but I was like, I ain't even gonna give these niggas the satisfaction. So I was like, I said, nigga, ain't no way Prince could have made a song like
Right. Did you ever stop notice all the blurry
this.
shit before? That's I can't believe it's your first time hearing
Hey, dog, I couldn't even. That song was so damn good. Now, I couldn't even hate on this shit like I do with most of Michael Jackson. Like, nigga, Prince got like 10 songs better than this. That song caught me, dog. I was like, damn. I started smiling. I was like, all right, y'all, man, MJ got one.
This dude said he got one. That's man. Damn. See, next Sunday. Okay. Let me remember that. I know Will gonna help me remember. Doing this shit again. This could be a part two of the Michael Jackson Prince versus. Bro, I guess we gotta do it because ain't nobody else gonna do it.
All right, man, he got more than one. Damn.
Yeah, like 20 of them, but we're gonna say that next podcast. We're gonna
He
be on
got
this
you know.
motherfucker all the day. Hey, the next verses, man. Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight.
Yes, I'm gonna watch that shit, dog. I'm
That's
and
gonna be good.
my auntie in town from down south. She done already asked me to help her set it up on her phone when I come over tonight.
I'm like, you better be cooking some soul food because that's what we need for this one.
I can't wait, dog. I'm a fan of both. I'm a fan of both of those women. talented women. But where I think Patty is probably going to be able to outshine Gladys, because if we being honest, all Patty can sing. Patty can sing. But at some point in Patty's career, she went from singing to she was just hollering a lot, just hollering. For real, if we being honest, dog. But the one, but I think Patty is definitely gonna get Gladys when it comes to like up tempo songs, because the only up tempo Gladys Knight song I remember is that Love Overboard, dog.
Oh yeah,
nigga. Hey man, hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, I might go live, dog. She hit that Love Overboard, I'm gonna be dancing.
Love Overboard.
Dog, she gonna hit that. They say Gladys.
Okay, yeah, I can't wait to watch that. Shit, my throwback is shit. I've been watching Sister on Netflix.
Now, did that just drop on her?
2 weeks ago, I think. Okay. Or a week ago.
So it came on her at the same time as what's that other show? Moesha? No, Moesha was before there.
Yeah, Sister was like 3 weeks after that, I think. And then 2 weeks after Sister Girlfriends hopped on there.
So they bring back all the old, you know, black women TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Shit good.
They need a, I don't know if they got it on her or not yet, but put Living Single on her.
That's on Hulu.
Oh, okay. Well, damn. Oh, man. Yeah, but I think that's it for me, dog.
Yeah, I gotta get ready.
Right, man. Today's the big day.
Hey, we ain't gonna set no fires, though. I don't know about this gender reveal party, man. It's like, this one, never mind.
Uh-oh.
I ain't holding nothing back. That's some white people shit.
Ooh, okay. That's a whole lot better than what I thought you was going to say.
No racist shade. It's just, I don't know, man. I thought
you was about to say some crazy shit. And I'm like, nigga, the internet is forever.
And then I got to have a diaper party. She made me have a diaper party while she had to get the baby shower thing. I'm like, what the fuck is a diaper party?
Ain't that where people just bring you diapers?
Yeah, I ain't never. She's like, well, you doing it? I'm like,
whatever, man. Well, you doing that? That's the. the things we do for our women.
Let me get off here before I start getting in trouble.
Will you doing that is the best. Is the best. Like, just shut down.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to be better about this and not, you know, spread it all over the podcast, my thoughts and reactions. I ain't trying to read no more emails like that on the show.
Well, good for you. I'm proud of you.
You know, I remember, listen, I got offended by me talking about some stuff, but fuck them too.
Okay, for Uptown Heat. Nope.
Right, go ahead. It is this best this way.
For Uptown ENT, I am low. I ain't gonna get to do no parting shots for my man B. We is out of here.